it's always been, you know, a beautiful piece of geography, and, you know, with the creek and everything else. But unfortunately, I remember so often as a kid, it's largely a dumping ground. So many nights we'd be stirred in the middle of the night, hearing a large explosion and hearing the fire trucks not a few minutes later, because it was like almost common every weekend there'd be a new car driven down there and firebombed, basically. Our suspicions were always that it was something, you know, couldn't make the payments, and you have your brother or your cousin drive it down the park and torch it and collect the insurance payment. It would happen every week, and it's terrible to say that, but there's no other possible explanation. There's not that many cars that are stolen, not stripped for parts, and decided to be firebombed in a park with no cameras or witnesses. But it just seemed to be commonplace that people were dumping cars, dumping old tires, you know, dumping old construction materials and things like that. And it was always such a shame to see that. And it was so often. And there would be constant disturbances with fire engines going down there. Or if not that, you know, there'd be the occasional, you know, instance where there might be some kind of police activity where they're looking for a suspect. Oftentimes you'd have people, you know, further up near Rising Sun or Adams Avenue, things might be going on, and they'd try to hide out from police by hiding in the woods. And so we'd have helicopters out my bedroom window, police choppers scouring the woods, or cops on bikes going through our backyard to go look for somebody who's hiding out in our woods behind our house. So it can be scary as a kid sometimes that this place that's so beautiful could also be so menacing and, you know, worrisome, because there's no safety sometimes, and you worry what's going on in there. Also, though the park was always beautiful, it didn't have as much foliage as it does now, in terms of, you know, tall grasses and bushlands that seem to foster more small wildlife like rabbits and things like that. That's all things that I believe have consciously been planted and not mowed and things like that, and that's a change in policy probably that we've seen since, you know, the last 10 years. That back when I was a kid, it would just be, you know, mowed all the way down and short grass and looked very nice, but you can see that now more effort is being made, not just to have a nice aesthetic, but to actually try to foster the wildlife and bring that in. And in so doing, I think it also keeps the creek cleaner by having these grasses grow. So seeing the new plants, grasses, how that is protecting the creek from pollutants, how it's fostering wildlife, that many more gates were put up blocking access to, like, the ATVs and four-wheelers that can tear up the dirt and the mud and scare away the animals. And all these community walks that have been hosted have all been small examples over the last decade of progress that was not there when I was a kid, that's great to see now. And you can see it actually having an effect and change in that I do see much more wildlife than I ever remember seeing as a kid. And it's great to have these community walks and get people out and interested in the park so that they too care about it and want to defend it and see it supported. So those sort of things really give me optimism for what's going on, and be inspired to want to try to take part of it and do what we can ourselves as well.